body and your blood given for us. In partaking of this communion, we are reminded of your selfless act of love and the covenant of grace that binds us together as one body in Christ. May this time of reflection renew our commitment to live lives that honor your sacrifice. May your suffering inspire within us a spirit of obedience, repentance, and love. Help us to walk in your footsteps, following your example of humility and service to others. Oh, Lord, bless the food before us and the hands that have prepared it. May it nourish our bodies as your word nourishes our soul. As we partake of our meal, let us do so with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. We thank you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we all join together to say, amen. And amen. Amen. Dear friends, please enjoy your meal. As a gentle reminder, let us reserve the communion elements until the designated moment during the play. Now, at this time, in representing Pastor, amen.
Praise God. So go ahead and start sharing some of your meal at the table.
Some
pizza. That's right.
I need a hot girl to tell me.
Bye. Amen. Now let's take a moment for our silent confession. When we gather for worship, we have the opportunity to admit to ourselves, to each other, and to God that we do not always live as we are called. In this time of confession, this is a time of opening our hearts. Let us remember that God is merciful and just and eager to offer grace and love. Let us pray first in silence. Now join me responsively as we pray together. Gracious God, source of all life, Lord of mercy and grace, hear our prayer.
We call before you the need of healing.
The healing of our bodies and souls.
The healing of our relationships.
The healing of our pride and fear and apathy.
We know that with you, nothing is impossible, not even our healing.
Not even the restoration of the whole world.
We pray that you will heal us, that you will heal our world.
So that we will be free to serve and love and dream and be. And together, as Christ has called us. Amen. Friends, this good news is for all the world. Christ was born. He lived, he died, and rose again that we would be freed from sin and death. Know that indeed you are forgiven and be at peace. Alleluia and amen.
Praise God. In a couple moments, we're going to get started with our Last Supper play. But before we do so, again, it is just an honor and a privilege to stand before you all to come together. And at each gathering, we're going to ask for a special offering. And at New Life at Calvary, our offering is going specifically to support our ministries, our community ministries. We support a ministry called Hannah's Home here at New Life at Calvary. We have a food pantry as well as a hot meal. And we support Wade Park Schools by making sure that they have Christmas toys and hats and gloves and scarves for the winter. And they're going on a field trip to Washington, D.C., and we want to be a blessing to them. So I believe we got some offering baskets. And if you're able, go ahead and give. And if you're not, don't worry about it, because we'll see you at Bridge as well as St. Mark's. So bring your offering there. Amen. Before they go forward, let's take a moment to pray. Gracious and holy God, we again thank you for the ability to give, to support our community ministries. We thank you, Lord, for those that are at Hannah's Home, those that come to our food pantry and our hot meals, the children at Wade Park, and all of the ministries that we support, Holy Spirit. We pray you would bless this community, the Fairfax community, the greater Cleveland community, Lord, all the attaching suburbs. And we just pray for each one, each individual, Lord. You know them by name. We thank you for this offering, and we give you all the praise. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all God's people said amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Scene 1, the plot. Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. Now the festival of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people.
How bad is it out there in the streets of Jerusalem? It's bad. Jesus is warning many signs. If we don't do something, more people will start to follow him.
But is he really a threat? It's not like he's organizing any of his followers for an armed revolt.
It doesn't matter if he preaches violence. He's preaching another kingdom. You know the Romans won't stand for that. Especially during this season of the feast when we are celebrating our freedom from slavery in Egypt. Rome has always been suspicious that there might be a revolution during this time of the year.
Well, what can we do? If we try to stop it, we can start a riot.
Do you not understand anything? Don't you know it is better that one person should die than that the whole nation should suffer? We must find a way to get Jesus to Pilate. It's the only way to protect the people.
How do we arrest him? He's always surrounded by crowds.
We got to find a way to get him alone, and then we can make our moves.
I don't think I believe everything the rabbi is saying.
Luke chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. The betrayal.
Yes.
Yeah, help you. Caiaphas, there's someone here to see you. Who is it?
It's one of Jesus' closest followers. I think this is the opportunity we've been waiting for.
Well, don't just stand there, send him in. Come on in. So, are you one of Jesus' followers?
I used to be. But not anymore.
That sounds real good. Come on, y'all. Let's go somewhere where we can talk.
Luke chapter 22, verses 5 through 6. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Scene 3, the upper room. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 13. The hour came when Jesus was to prepare for his death and resurrection. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'My teacher says, where is my guest room? Where am I to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, Jesus came with the 12.
"Oh, I see no one's willing to take the head seat. I guess I'll take it if one else will."
"Silly little Peter. That's the tail. This would be the head."
"Oh, really?"
"Come on, come on.
You all know better than this.
Be careful about picking the best seat. You don't want someone to ask you to move to a lower seat. Isn't it better to choose a more humble seat and be asked to move up? Martha, come on in and have a seat.
Jesus begins the communion meal. Luke chapter 22, verses 15 through 20.
I have urgently desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said,
take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of this vine until the kingdom of God appears.
And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying,
this is my body. This is my body given in sacrifice for you.
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying,
this cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is poured out for you.
Let's join together in singing. Let us break bread together on our knees. By singing, let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us sing. Let us praise God together on our knees.
To
Scene 4, the foot washing.
Who is more important? The person sitting at the table or the person serving? Isn't it the person sitting at the table? But look, I'm serving. You're first, Mary.
But I don't understand.
You will, Peter.
Never, Rabbi, you never wash my feet.
Oh, Peter.
If I don't wash your feet, Peter, you have no part with me.
Well, in that case, you can wash my hands and my head, too.
Don't get carried away, Peter. I'm already taking a bath, right? If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash each other's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his master. Neither is the one sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you. Do not worry. Believe. Believe in me. Believe in God. I have washed your feet. Now you must wash each other's feet. I have led by example so that you can follow that example. Wash the person's feet next to you.
I get it. You washed our hands. Now we wash each other's hands. And then we go out and wash another disciple's hands.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Wash the person's hands next to you.
I lay my down.
of feet. Praise God. So at the Last Supper meal, Jesus shared, he broke the bread and he shared the cup. And then he washed the feet in a humble, humble example of service. And so Jesus didn't come out, if you notice, he didn't come out to wash anyone's hands. He sent his disciples. And each disciple said to you, now that I have washed your hands, you go and wash someone else's hands. It's just that simple, my friends. That's how you share the gospel. Somebody shared it with you, you go and share it with somebody else. And it's just that simple. So we want to just take a moment to acknowledge our cast, our wonderful cast who did a great job. Praise God. Our narrator up on the stage is Gail Lace Banks. Praise God. Thank you, Gail, for narrating. Oh, she has something else to say. My bad. Gail has to finish her narration. Go ahead, Gail. Go ahead, Gail.
You said it all.
Jesus, the disciples, and the women have all enjoyed the Passover meal. Jesus has gone a step further by washing their feet and hands, demonstrating love. The disciples learned how to share the message of Christ by demonstrating the same love of washing your hands. You then learn that same love by washing another's hands. This is how the gospel message is shared, by telling another person that Jesus loves you. As we conclude our play, we are reminded that after the Lord's Supper, Jesus retired to the Garden of Gethsemane, also called the Mount of Olives, for prayer. When you go home this evening, we ask that you read Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46, which is included in your bulletin. Read and pray. I invite you to join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Bridge City Church as we celebrate Good Friday, followed by St. Mark's Presbyterian Church on Holy Saturday at noon. Hope you enjoy the Maundy Thursday service.
Praise God. Thank you, Gail. Our narrator, come to the center, Gail, and take a bow. Gail H. Baines. We want to introduce Caiaphas. Caiaphas was Pastor Rick Gillespie Mobley. There he is back there. Our chief priest number one, Marvin Rogers. Oh, there he is. Chief priest number two, Jack McClellan. There he is. Didn't Judas do an amazing job? Hallie Martin. Elder Hallie. Where she at? There she is. Peter, the disciple who wanted the first chair, David Blackshire. Our disciples, Pastor Toby. Ruth Yarbrough. Hassan Phillips Bay. The only disciple that had a speaking part besides Peter and Judas, Marvin Hayes. Pastor Antonia Martin, Curly Huff, Susan Gillespie, and me. Our sisters, who are the sisters of Lazarus, Vanessa Jenny is Martha, and Sylvia Fields was Mary. And only Jesus Christ, praise God, and our Gail, President Wood. And we want to say thank you to our supporting musician, Carrie Holland, who played on the music for us. And again, we do want to say thank you to Ruby Turner, the kitchen crew, Yvonne Sims is in there, Barbara Shepherd is in there.
No.
Tell me your name. I'm forgetting.
Kanan.
Kanan. We have one baby, Tosh. Why did your name just go right out of my head? I'm so sorry. All right, my friends. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Antonia.
Well, I hope you guys had a good time and a good meal. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Did you guys learn something today? Did you feel like you could share the gospel of Christ today? Well, as we conclude this sacred Maundy Thursday service, we come before you with hearts full of reverence and gratitude. We thank you for the profound truths we have encountered tonight, for the reminder of Christ's sacrificial love, and for the opportunity to partake in communion together as one body. As we prepare to depart from this place, Lord, may your presence continue to dwell richly among us. May the lessons learned and the experiences shared tonight resonate deeply within our spirits, guiding us in the days ahead. Lord, as we enter into the somberness of Good Friday and Holy Saturday, Lord, help us to look towards the joy of Easter Sunday.
Yes.
May the reality of your grace and the power of your resurrection be ever present in our hearts and minds. Help us to carry the spirit of Maundy Thursday with us, remembering the call to love one another as Christ loved us. Grant us the strength and courage to live out the message of the cross in our daily lives, serving others with humility and compassion, just as Jesus demonstrated on that faithful night so long ago. Lord, help us to always pray the prayer that you taught us to pray as we join together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to sing together, the blood will never lose its power.
benediction. That was church. That's how you do it. Nobody had to tell them to come up here and sing that song. They came up and made it happen. Tell your neighbor, we need each other. Tell your other neighbor, I need you too. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you. I don't know the woman from St. Mark's, but thank you. So let's raise our right hand for the benediction, please. And now, as we depart from this place, may God's blessings rest upon us. May God's peace fill our hearts and his love surround us, and allow God's grace to sustain us until we gather again tomorrow at Bridge City Church and Saturday at St. Mark's Presbyterian Church. Amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm mighty glad you came to church tonight.